Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's ground with agarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowering, supporting, and just sharing stories within the barefooting community. I am Phoenix, and I am one of your hosts with our other host, Audrey.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we're both finally back together again.
I know, it's been a few off weeks, the past few weeks between, you know, life and living. You know, you got to make concessions, but
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it hasn't been that long, but it seems like it's been a while since we've both been in the same place at once.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
And then next week is going to be me calling in and me doing it, too. So.
Yeah, so.
Family forward.
Yeah.
We got this, so I think we're doing a decent enough job.
I do, too. And I... Sorry, my brain stopped for a second.
It's been a week, friends.
Yeah.
I'm not going to apologize for it because we all know life is life, but I'm just going to say it's been a week.
And,
we got this.
Yeah. And I think everybody is definitely feeling it right now. You may or may not know, but we currently have We have five planets in retrograde right now, and then Mercury is in its pre-shadow period, it will go into retrograde within the next week. You're good. Because of this, we're all definitely very messy feeling. Life is crazy. But it is also important to keep in mind that retrogrades are not necessarily something that we need to fear. They are meant to be periods of growth, healing, change, and learning. And it's supposed to help make us aware of the things we need to work on and
not
work through.
Not all stress.
No. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not always aware of that things are problems in our lives until we start having problems with them. So retrogrades stimulate these certain areas in our lives so we can start seeing what isn't working here. Like, you know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Right. And not all stress is bad stress. Stressful times show us who we are and what we actually want / need. We're working on it. Doing it barefoot over here.
Always.
Hopefully the rest of you all have had plenty of chances to go barefooting. I've been, my therapist, she's all about, I just finally started therapy, guys. Took me over 2 years, I finally found a therapist. Woo-hoo!
Oh, and it's so hard with mental health. Like,
I know, for something that's so important, they sure make it hard to get.
Yeah, and there's always so many wait lists and stuff like that.
Well, they're not even on my network, so I have to pay. I'm self-pay for mine. I'm like, I don't care at this point, I'll make it work because I need help.
Yeah.
But anyway... She's like, holy, so she does not care. She's like, okay, if that's what works for you, that's what works for you. So that helps, too, to, like, actually get something out
that's
of therapy.
Awesome.
Knowing about me.
Yeah.
I started up bowling again. I'm working with them. I'm trying to get them. They actually seem like, so last year when I started bowling, they were like hardcore, like, no, you know, but I feel like I'm breaking them down slowly. I think I'm going to get that waiver, and I won't get to bowl barefoot. You watch.
It's chipping away at them.
It's going to happen.
She said one
I said,
day
I,
at a time.
I said, here's the thing. I said, Sarah was like, you're going to fall. I said, I fall more with shoes on. And I actually about fell it yet last night, the game, because slippy shoes and bad knees, you know, enough said, crap back. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
maybe
happy. I just lost my train of thought. No, anyway, yeah, so I did have to put them on for a little bit, and I, of course, stopped wearing them at work, but funny story, though, my boss and I know I mentioned before how I take them off when I'm cleaning up meals so I don't track milk everywhere. I can tell if it's on my feet better than my shoes, yada, yada, easier to clean.
Yeah.
And when my boss came in during when I was cleaning up lunch, and she just said, she said, where are your socks? And she gave me this look, and I'm like, gave her this look like, is this her giving me permission to, like, wear socks instead of shoes again? Like, without, like, saying it so she, quote-unquote, doesn't get in trouble. And I was just like, they're over there, milk on them, yada, yada. She's like, okay. I said, I'd rather you write me, and I told her again, I said, I'd rather you write me up for not wearing shoes than I would for tracking milk all over a classroom where I have a severe milk allergen. I'd rather me get in trouble for it than her going to anaphylaxis. Like, seriously, straight up. Like, that's how it is. You know, and
I get it. I totally,
yeah, I'm like, Like, I freaking threw out my back to keep a baby from falling on their head because that's more important. You know, you make decisions. Anyway, so I'm working on that there. Where else did I went somewhere. I don't remember. I know I went to Michael's last weekend, but, like, that they never give me problems there, ever. They're like, whatever.
I don't think I've been into anywhere new barefoot. And so I don't really have, you know, much in terms
of current story.
Yeah, or anything like that. I'm not, because I'm not really sure if I have been anywhere new. I don't think so.
But this last week's been on.
Yeah, well, and since, you know, we're in that, you know, Mercury pre-shadow period, the retrograde, everybody is feeling definitely very messy, but we also have 5 retrogrades going on. And it's a mess. You know, people can say it's all BS, but our, you know, our solar system and our universe, everything works together. Everything is very intricate.
Right.
You know, we have a stable solar system in the sense that nothing is colliding or, well, not nothing, because, you know, there are, you know, asteroids that collide, comets all the time. But when I say nothing is colliding, I mean none of the planetary bodies or planets are colliding or being flung out of orbit. So we are stable in that sense. But what people also don't realize is our solar system is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. Orbits are constantly changing. The positions of stars are constantly changing. So, and that's why I use astronomical astrology or real sky astrology instead of tropical astrology, because the tropical astrology stopped lining up with the real sky, like accurately. Like, it does line up from time to time throughout, yes, but it stopped accurately lining up with the sky 2022 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So around, around the birth of Christ or the common era, which are considered the same thing. So that's why, like, BCE and BC are the same thing. One just stands for before the common era, and one stands for before Christ, but they're considered the same year.
Right.
So right around, you know, the common era / the birth of Christ, like, they stopped being accurate, and most people don't know that. Astrology goes way back. It started with the Sumerians, and the current system astrology does derive from there, and it's been influenced by multiple different cultures throughout its history. But it started with the Sumerians back in the 3rd millennium before the Common Era or before Christ. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a very old thing. And that's why I use real sky, though, is because it doesn't accurately line up. You know, our solar system planet is constantly changing, and, you know, everything works together. And this is why And this does have to do with barefooting. Just give me a second, guys. I know I probably sound like a crazy hippie, but I am, and that's okay.
She'll get to the point in a minute. She always does.
But, you know, everything works together, and it's very complicated. And so with these retrogrades going on, you know, it's very important to, you know, reevaluate all areas of your life, of course. And but with these retrogrades, grounding is going to be really important. You know, and we've had people that have come on and talk about grounding before. You know, I think, you know, we've talked about grounding in our own way before. And, you know, when things are chaotic, like, grounding is very important. And barefooting is a really, really important and useful way of just grounding yourself, whether it's a patch of grass or mud or water, concrete, even
direct contact with
just
the earth.
Yes, yeah. Direct contact is, you know, through your feet is so important. Our feet are our foundation, and that's definitely true within many different spiritual practices. The feet represent your foundation, and this is actually the root reason of why a lot of cultures you take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Is because so that way you're fully connected and your feet are your roots. Your root chakra.
Sacred ground.
Yeah. Your root chakra is your feet. Like with astrology, your 12th house represents your foundations and is connected with your feet. It has a lot to do with your soul's journey and your soul's path and energy as well. So the of energy, picking up on psychic energy, and that's connected to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, you know, find spiritual grounding, but even for panic attacks,
yeah.
or, you know, mental health issues, or, you know, with autism and ADHD, you know, we've talked about like just sensory. So many different sensory aspects of mental health, or just being neurodivergent, you know.
They're more than just your, you know, body holder uppers or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're more than just, you know, what keeps you.
But even when you say that, they're your body holder uppers. They're your foundation.
Yeah.
They're holding everything together.
Exactly.
And, you know, so people don't think about that. And so it can be really great to just be in nature and to connect with nature and just be immersed by, you know, just barefooting and grounding in that way. You know, I have friends who aren't barefooters themselves, really, or they don't identify that way, but they love going on barefoot hikes, you know, as long as we take it at their level, because yes, you know, barefooting is something that you have to work up with and practice. You can't just go full time at the drop of a hat. You know, it is something that takes
right.
time and, you know, but that's why you also listen to your feet.
Well, it's like when you start working out any part of your body, you have to start where you're at, not where you want to be. Like you can't start at the end.
Exactly. And it's definitely
not like some of those odd people that read the back of a book first. I don't understand that either, but still, it's like you don't have that option. It's like you need to start at the beginning, you know, start
yeah.
where you're at, and the beginning is wherever you are.
And, you know, but there are so many people that even with working out or anything, they go straight into it and they overdo it because they're neglecting listening to your body. And barefooting is all about listening to your body, you know, regardless of why you do it or why it helps you. It is so connected to listening to your body and mind connection.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a little nasally, guys. My sinuses are
apologize.
A mess. You're right.
Sorry for being
I'm nasally. Sorry. It's going to happen regardless of whether or not you like it.
I mean, you know.
You know? But, like, it's about listening to your body and also listening to that body-mind connection. And that's so important, you know? So many people... You know, and barefooting is not the only way to listen to your body, of course. But there's so many people in general that neglect their bodies and just rush into things, and it's so unhealthy for you. You can cause so much more damage. And so when you do start getting into barefooting, remember, it's not just about having your shoes off. It's about listening to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if your body is telling
exactly.
you this is too much, it's too much. And but don't let somebody else decide that for you. Either, you know?
Right.
Listen to your own body, you know?
Like, who's living in your body? You are.
Yeah. I am not the one to tell you when it's too much. Nobody is the one is, you know, to tell you that.
I encourage you and be like, and ask questions such as, well, do you think you can take a little bit longer? Or you can, you know, say things like, you can do it, but I'm not going to be a total boosh egg and be like, oh, you're weak because you couldn't do it or something. That's ridiculous, people right there. But.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's like, you can do it as like, I believe in you, but mm-hmm. if you're really like, no, I cannot, okay.
Yeah, all right, I believe you.
That's your body. It's up to you. Listen to your body. But I have friends that, you know, they love, you know, barefoot hiking or barefoot nature walks or just sitting in the grass with their feet just planted firm. In the
right.
grass, just touching it, you know, just like that connection, you know, it's so soothing for stress and, you know, anxiety and other mental illness symptoms. I know even in the winter when I was really struggling with, you know, I already struggled with depression and then add on seasonal depression, there's no sunlight, you know, that always makes it worse. And
like a vitamin D.
So, and I don't even know if I brought this up on this show or not. But even in the winter when we would have those days where it was like 40 degrees out, even if I didn't feel, if it was too cold and rainy for me to feel comfortable with my nerve issues, being able to walk without my shoes off, I would at least make myself just go outside for as long as I could. And sometimes I'd go in for a little bit and then I go back out
mm-hmm.
and it just made me feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just feeling even just feeling the cold from my feet and just trying
yeah.
to force myself to do that within, like, healthy measures, of course. If it got too dangerous, of course, I'm going to listen to my body. But kind of just pushing myself to push my limitations, it made me feel alive in a really good way, and it did help with my depression. It just helped me feel better in general, just be able to feel the ground and connect to the earth. And I know my neighbors would look at me crazy because I would go out there in, like, clothes that weren't even, like proper winter clothes, to be more of like fall, And, you know, I would do that and just in general and just kind of like it would wake me up. It would make me feel alive. It would kind of help me get out of that rut. And so, I mean, it's something I recommend trying, you know. It may not be your thing, but it is something I definitely recommend, you know, in the winter, as long as it's, and it wouldn't necessarily be snowy either, but sometimes I do that with the snow, just go out for a little bit. And sometimes that just sensory, like, alertness through your feet, I don't know. It just, it wakes you up. It just kind of like, it just triggers something, you know.
Well, it travels. It travels, you know, from your feet, and like you feel it all over, and it helps you to become more in tune with who you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can focus and function at a more alert state.
Yeah, and I know for you, it's, you know, your ADHD is very key, and focus is very important, and I definitely feel that. I think one thing I've definitely noticed is that myself, my emotional regulation has been the biggest thing that barefooting has helped with.
Yeah.
I feel like a different person.
I think you've needed the scream room for a minute.
And yeah, for reference, guys, when I was a kid, I needed a scream room somewhere I could just sit and just get it out.
Mm-hmm.
But barefooting definitely helps with my emotional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel trapped. I feel free. I feel at peace. And I feel in touch with my environment, but and not just even on a physical level, but a physical level definitely, and that is very important, but also on a spiritual level. And, you know, I think it's important to remember that there are so many different dimensions of our existence that barefooting helps with.
Right.
Mental, physical, spiritual.
All
and
connected.
Yeah. And
that's basically it. Like, if you don't acknowledge and appreciate that connection, then you'll have a hard time connecting anywhere, really.
Yeah, and even in I don't know too much about it, but from what I've seen and read here and there, reflexology, like your feet are the basis of everything.
Yeah.
And for a lot of back issues and knee issues can be caused by foot pain or tight muscles in the feet or any nerve issues in the feet. And so, I mean, the feet really are your physical foundation, and for me, like, I move better, and I don't always walk with a cane, but most of the time I do, but when I do and don't, but especially when I'm not walking with it, barefooting is so important, because I don't walk the most normal at all, but I can move the way I need to, and if I'm stumbling, it's a lot easier to catch myself with my feet when my feet are free and can move naturally than it is in shoes. Shoes are more likely to cause an injury for me, my feet just aren't moving the way that they need to. And, you know, so it's really important to understand there are so many different reasons why we do this. And they're all valid. You know, there is no right way of doing it. There's no right reason, you know. I mean, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. So there's nothing wrong with it in general, not even on a legal level, you know. And so we're just living our lives.
Like, let people be. Like, you're not saying anything to anybody who is, you know, quote, unquote, you know, if they have the shorter shorts, or if they, take that, please. Sorry, I just coughed. Sorry, inhale. I choked on my own saliva. Sorry. Anywho, there's no, you're not saying anything to people if they're wearing short shorts, or if they're wearing, you know, crop tops in the summer, or whatever, typically, you know, it's whatever. So why are we bothering people over their feet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't
And unfortunately, there are still people that you don't want to criticize what people are wearing. And first of all, my thing is, it's none of your business. Who cares? Who cares? Let people be people. Let them live their lives. So if you're going around hating on what people are wearing or what they're doing when it doesn't hurt anybody and it's not hurting them, please just stop. Just stop.
Right. Be kind. Help when you can.
Don't be a jerk.
That was perfect.
That was
timing.
Right on time.
I know, right? It was not planned. We're just that cool.
But if you're not going to say anybody about what they're wearing, like, why do you feel the need to comment on their feet?
Yeah. I'm sorry if it bothers you. I mean, I want to say sorry, but, like, And it's I'm sorry you feel that way, but how is that my responsibility to make you feel better?
Yeah, and I think...
which sounds like a jerk when I say it like that.
But it's not. You know, it really isn't, because it's not like these are... And it's not even like it's people within our relationships, because people within Barefooters' relationships that are actually close to them and actually care about them, mm-hmm. they don't care. They're not bothered by it. Mm-hmm. And it's not your responsibility to make strangers comfortable when you're not doing anything to hurt them. You're not doing anything to hurt anybody. If they have an issue with feet, that's their problem.
Well, like I said, I'm responsible for my actions. I'm not responsible for your reactions to my actions.
Yeah.
So that's up to you to grow up.
And that's the thing. It's just like, yes, I'm responsible for the consequences of my actions, but I am not responsible for people's opinions and their thoughts.
Right.
You know, now if I'm doing something that's genuinely hurting somebody, yes, okay, their opinions and thoughts, you know, kind of matter then, but their general opinion of what they think of me or what they think of what I'm doing, really, who cares, you know?
It's like, well, it sounds like you have some stuff to work through in
your
therapy.
Like, if you have a problem with me barefooting, it's the same thing as having, or Audrey barefooting, it's the same thing as you having a problem with us for having dyed hair.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I don't do this to please you. It's my body, and I'm not hurting anyone. And I do think that a lot of people,
when it's something that's integral to who I am as a person, what you're saying is you have a problem with me even existing in the first place. And I'm like, well,
exactly.
Here I am. You might have a problem with it, but I'm here. And
I do not owe anybody permission to exist.
Nope.
I do not owe anybody permission to be happy, to be comfortable, to be focused, to have better mental health, to have more emotional regulation. And that's
right.
Really what you're saying when you have a problem with somebody barefooting.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think a lot of people, their issue is this sexual connotation that towards barefooting, and I think that's why it makes people uncomfortable. But that's not our fault, because that's not what we're doing.
Screenshots and what they're doing with that, I can't control that. Again, I can control my actions, but I can't control other people's reactions to my actions. I don't like that necessarily. That's not like my jam or whatever. But
I mean, if you have social media, people can screenshot and do whatever they want with your pictures.
Exactly.
Really, I mean,
there's a very easy way to save people's photos that you're not even friends with.
Like, it's legally. I mean, there are legal. Areas with that too. So where even that's wrong, just as it would be with my bare feet.
Right.
You know? And so
I was thinking I have court again on Tuesday. I don't know why that reminded me of that.
And
then
I'm planning
legal.
On
that's why.
Yeah, probably.
I was like, why did I just think of that? Anyhow.
And it's just, so I get that, but the thing is that's not why we're doing it. So that's not why we're doing it in the first place. There is nothing sexual about it. You know, people barefoot for their mental health, their physical health, you know, so medical reasons, cultural reasons, spiritual reasons, or religious reasons. There are so many reasons people barefoot.
Personal reasons.
Yeah. And
we don't owe you answers, nothing.
And it's not inherently sexual, and we don't owe you, you know,
anything.
I can
smoke it.
You know, if you have a problem with people barefooting because that's where your mind goes to, that's something you need to evaluate within yourself.
Yep.
Whether it's something you're into or not, it's something you need to evaluate within yourself. And also, I'm going to put that out there. You know, we are keeping this, a friendly, family-friendly, you know, environment. And, you know, if that's something, if it is a sexual thing for you, that's your own personal thing, but that's not what we're about. So be respectful, you know, don't be making inappropriate comments or, you know, sexualizing or catcalling people over their feet. It is still inappropriate as it would be for any other body part.
Mm-hmm.
And so be respectful.
And if you find somebody and you ask them, cause you are legit curious if they are about that, cause you want another friend in that field, that's fine. But when they say no, leave them alone.
Yeah, that's it.
Leave them alone.
No means no. I'm not interested also means no. That's not my thing also means no. Anything regarding showing that they are not interested means no. And be respectful and stop, you know? And, you know, we want everybody to be comfortable and respected for barefooting, you know, on all levels. You know, we don't want any kind of criticism or harassment. And, you know, we're doing this to empower and uplift each other, you know, and, you know, we're not here to criticize or look down on people if that is your thing, but it's not appropriate for this group. And, you know, so we're not here to hate on you either, but we are here to make sure everybody is respected. And that's not what this group is for. So be respectful. And if you ever are having any issues within the community, especially on Facebook, and that's, you know, usually where you'll get the most interaction, let the Barefoot is Legal admin team know on Facebook, and they will take care of it.
This will
not be tolerated. So if anybody is saying anything to you, commenting, making you uncomfortable, let us know, and we will take care of it. You know, this is a group that is meant to, you know, uplift each other and empower and make each other comfortable. So, you know, that's what we're here for. And, with that also being said, if you have, you know, any questions or tips or tricks, and you'd like to reach out to Audrey directly, she runs the Instagram, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. Mm-hmm. And so if you just DM Real Barefoot is Legal, then Audrey can, you know, respond to that and, you know, help you with whatever questions it is regarding, you know, barefooting tip.
Exactly.
You know, maybe you're new with this and you want advice on, you know, the best ways to get started and, you know, get into barefooting throughout your life.
Or if you have tricks that have worked for you but you don't, you know, either like to call or post or whatnot, let us know and we can, you know, do that posting for you.
If you're not comfortable posting about things yourself online, you know, you can reach out to Audrey through Real Barefoot is Legal and she can share those tips and tricks that you'd like to share with others without, you know, being directly tied to it. But if you'd also like to be tagged, you could let her know and she can do that as well. You know, just whatever you're comfortable with, you know.
This is about inclusion and sharing and everybody feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
So if you're not comfortable being in the public light at all, I mean, that's what the rest of us are here for. I'm really not either, if we're being honest. I just kind of, I don't know how I got pulled into this, but I did. But I'm comfortable with it. It's weird.
Yeah, I totally get you. Like, I don't know, like, I'm somebody that I don't really like a lot of attention, but when it comes to things I care about, like,
mm-hmm.
I have no problem talking. Like, I could talk all day. Anybody that knows me knows that. So
she does.
I do.
It's a family trait, though.
It's actually a problem, you know. I'm a menace to society. I talk so much.
Well, that goes without saying. Don't worry. That's what I get in trouble for at work 9 times out of 10.
Just talking.
The other times, it's when I have my shoes on.
You know, Audrey's a menace to society, and so am I, because we talk too much and don't wear shoes.
I mean, you know, living the dream, baby.
But again, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. So, really, are we being menaces?
We're just menaces.
Are we being rebels? Not really. Yeah, you know, and who cares at that point? You know, we're not doing anything legally wrong. You know, we're not responsible for your opinion of us. We're only responsible for the consequences of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so that's an important thing to keep in mind, guys. You know, if you're getting any backlash, you know, in your personal life or even online for being a barefooter, remember, you're only responsible for your actions, not people's opinions.
Right.
And, you know, some people really will hate on anything just to hate on anything.
Word.
And that is a flaw within themselves that they need to work on. That is not something that you know, should give any attention to, you know.
Yeah.
At all. You know, it's not your fault, not your responsibility. So
you're responsible for you. I mean, if you create little people like I did, I mean, you're responsible for them, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's different.
Anywho, that's going off topic a little bit. Okay.
But, you know, yeah, you can't worry about everybody else. And, you know, if you're not hurting anybody and or yourself and it's making you happy and it's, you know, adding peace, stability, enjoyment, focus, anything positive to your life, who cares? Keep doing it, you know? And that's why we barefoot, so many different reasons. But we barefoot because it impacts our lives in a positive way. That's why we're doing it, you know? And we're not hurting anybody. And
exactly. We're being kind when we are not losing our mish.
Yeah, and if you are confronted, you know, with people that are being hateful, just do your best to remain calm and level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give them more of a reason to keep just throwing stones and creating a fire or whatever.
In the end, they're going to be the ones that look ridiculous because they're going to be screaming at somebody who's being calm and peaceable and
not doing anything legally wrong.
Even legally wrong, or that impacts anybody else in any way, shape, or form. So they're going to be looking at them like, what's their problem, you know? And that's exactly what it is, their problem.
And whenever I've been confronted or whenever I do kind of worry going into a new place or a place that I know I've been confronted before, I always just keep in mind, you know, what to say. And, you know, and this is just kind of a general script you can go off of. You can kind of say whatever you want, you know, just, you know, keep your calm, you know, best you can, keep a level head. But, you know, I always say, you know, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting. Therefore, I'm not doing anything wrong. And because I'm not breaking any laws or health codes, and there is, you can't ask me to leave. There is no store policy against it. There are no laws or no health codes against it. There cannot be a store policy against it.
And if they say there's a store policy, I say, so it's store policy to break the law?
Exactly. Because I told this lady one time, I said, you know, I'm not breaking any laws or health codes, you know, and I was like, so you can't kick me out, but if it's really such a big deal to you, I'll leave. I don't have to spend my money here. I don't want to give my money to a place that is violating the law by telling me I can't be in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she just walked away and didn't say anything about it. And I was with my sister, actually, when this last happened. And I was like, come on, we're going.
Like, yep.
Like,
I will not be party to law breaking.
And on my way out, she had gone up to the counter. I said, you can look it up. There are no laws or health codes against it. Or you can go to barefootislegal.org. And, you know, and I mean, they're wrong and you're right. I mean, if you're a barefooter, I mean, honestly, they're trying to kick you out. You're right. They're wrong. I mean, honestly. And you can even say, you know, you know, there are no laws or health codes against it. Therefore, there's no store policy against it. It's actually illegal. And I don't have to explain my medical, spiritual, cultural, or whatever XYZ reason for barefooting. And you can't add what Audrey just said. And legally, you can't even ask me. But if they start to ask, you can say, that's illegal right there. You're breaking the law because cultural reasons, spiritual reasons, and medical reasons are all protected rights. Just like she said, HIPAA, you know, like they're all protected rights. They cannot ask. And for now,
we're not going
to. Sorry. But what I mean with that is that's why it's so important for us to keep sharing and standing up for ourselves because, you know,
we can't allow standing up for each other.
Because we can't allow people to take our rights away and, you know, tell us we can't do things. We can't allow people to break the law by telling us we can't be in a public place for barefooting. You know, we can't allow this to happen. So, but at the same time, these people don't need your money. So I always make a point of, like, what you're doing is illegal. And, you know, so I would say, like, you know, I'm not breaking any laws, but I'm not going to give my money to a place that's doing illegal things or is breaking the law.
Well, and I went to a little shop one time, and I literally said, well, my $20 purchase might not impact you much, but I bet a lawsuit would. And they kind of looked at me, and I explained, would you start blowing that the opposite direction, please?
Yeah.
And I explained to them about being, you know, everything we've just said, and they were kind of, they weren't happy about it, but they let me shop there.
So they don't have to be happy about it.
No.
No. No, you know, anybody that owns,
a, relative term anyway.
A place that is open to the public, they do not have to be happy about anything, really. They don't have to be happy about your hair, having tattoos. They don't have to be happy about you not wearing shoes. But they can't do anything about it. They can't tell you you can't be there because that's illegal.
Exactly.
So, you know, they don't have to be happy about it. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It depends on if it was, like, my only option or whatever and it was a specific reason I was there. But I'm I don't know. I'm also just at the place in my life where it's, like, I do kind of want to be, like, well, I'm going to be here, you know, because you can't kick me out. But I'm also at a point where I'm, like, no, screw you. You don't deserve money.
Yeah, so I don't go to Dollar General much anymore. I'm just like, eh. But the one I found, they don't say jack diddly.
Yeah, and the Dollar General.
There's only 500 by me because, you know, they pop up like wildflowers, but there's one. They're just like, whatever. I don't care. I'm like, cool, because neither do I.
Yeah. And I don't know. it's one of those things where it's just like, I don't want to give you money, but at the same time, you know, it's like, no, be uncomfortable. How about that? Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not doing anything wrong. And there are, and honestly, like, yes, being comfortable is key and boundaries are key, but there are a lot of people that need to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, because not everybody is going to have the same opinion as you. Not everybody looks like you or does the same things as you or believes the same things as you.
Oh, thank God.
Think about how boring our life would be. We would get nowhere. We would have no advancement in society if people thought the same.
Yeah.
We would get nowhere.
Maybe they all thought like my crazy, but like seriously, like then that would be all there is. And well, first of all, nothing would ever get done. But second, it'd be like, it would be boring. I'd be like, okay.
You wouldn't learn anything. You can, another
yeah.
thing, you know,
how
when
you?
People are so different, you know, we have all this diversity, we can learn from people and share. And there's, and it's fascinating to me. You know, I always think other cultures, religions, I think it's all fascinating to hear different beliefs, different perspectives. And, you know, I think everything is valid, you know, in terms
and how
of
they
belief.
Got to where they are, you know, how they got their ideas and opinions. And
yeah,
and,
it's
and
really interesting to see how different cultures evolved on their own, or
right.
even how different cultures, you know, have impacted each other in positive ways. I think that's interesting anyways,
oh, wow.
because, you know, there are different ways where, you know, like, you know, cultures have exchanged ideas, you know, like when the Silk Trade Road became a thing, there was a lot of, you know, sharing of information and, like, and, you know, before then, you know, it was pretty much only the Chinese that really had silk clothing. And then once the silk trade started, different cultures were like, oh my God, we love this. And started buying it up. And, you know, and so it's like, there's so,
yeah.
it's so fascinating, you know?
It is. It is. And it's like a lot. And it's a fun, and it's amazing to me too when you look at it, kind of like we sort of touched on earlier, but like how many different like cultures and customs it is to like how many people for the barefooting, like how many like cultures it is included.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
Like
it's a quote unquote a thing. It's mainly just this Western culture. There have been plenty of people like from other countries that are like, wait, this is really something you guys have to fight for? Like, we don't, like, they don't understand why. And I'm like, I don't understand why, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we've had listeners in Europe that are like, what?
And we're like, wait, you guys have to fight for that? And like, this is actually like a thing? And I'm like, yeah, proving it? And I'm like, yeah, sadly it is, you know? And, but.
And these aren't even just like beach island countries either.
Right. Like they're in a lot of inland places that are the same way. They're like, you know what?
And I think we've had like a lot of like northern Slavic countries where it gets really cold. They're even like, what? I think Latvia is actually our top listeners.
And they're of the mind like, well, I mean, if you can handle it, do it. Like, it's your body.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
And so, guys. It's crazy
There's just too many people that think they have a right to say something about other people's own, like, bodies and free will. And I'm like, that's exactly what it is, though. It's my body and my free will. Like, why would you have a say over me? You know, I cannot wrap my brain around it as hard as, like, I can't.
And even from, a spiritual standpoint, like somebody even within Abrahamic religions, because, you know, my beliefs are within the Abrahamic religions, you know, God gave us free will, you know, and so it's like, why don't you value that? And I have found a lot of religious people within the Abrahamic religions that want to get into that. And I'm like, but I don't have to be just like you. I get it. You don't like it. I get that you have an opinion on it. Because I've had people, you know, who are within different Abrahamic
faiths. Not welcome to certain religious places because of how you look. I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And it's like, but, you know, even in the Bible, it's like we have free will. So, and barefooting was even key back then. And
yeah.
It's still key in a lot of Abrahamic religions, especially Islam, you know, they take their shoes off before they go into temple or the mosque or whatever you want to call it. To pray, that's what I was trying, my brain stopped. And to pray, you know, they take their shoes off. And, you know, for me, even on a spiritual level, like, I mean, I don't like wearing my shoes in general, but especially if I am, you know, connecting to the higher power or higher energy, I'm going to have my shoes off because that's when I'm more energetically connected. That's when I'm more energetically connected to the earth. and the other elements, you know. And I do have, you know, very, I don't know, very interesting, you know, belief system, because mine doesn't really fit within, you know, one said thing. But it's like, it's just, it's so key to just be immersed entirely with
that.
Are
you believe
in
free will, but you want to hammer everybody into the same shape?
And that doesn't make any sense.
None.
You know, and I generally believe, you know, we're all loved and accepted for our, you know, whatever,
existence.
You know, our existence. We don't have to justify our existence to people or a higher power, you know, and at least that's what I believe. I don't know. I must be crazy.
Oh, I mean, you know, that's a different topic.
That's still up for debate, but.
That's a different subject altogether.
Yeah, you know.
Sanity is also relative, I think.
Yeah, and so it's like, I don't get it, because, you know, there are so many, you know, spiritual reasons why people barefoot, and so many diverse cultures, and I do think it's all fascinating, for sure. I think it's so interesting to hear different people's reasons for barefooting, or to hear people's different spiritual reasons. And I'm a spiritual person, and if you are into more spiritual things, I run the Instagram account, The Venetian Phoenix, THEVENUSIANPHOENIX. Long name. Most people don't know how to spell Venetian or Phoenix, but it's Venetian as in relation to planet Venus. You know, astrology is also, you know, a big part of my beliefs, but I approach it in both a spiritual and scientific way, which is why astronomical and real sky is so key to me. So if you're more interested in those things, you know, you can check me out. But, you know, as somebody who is a really spiritual person, you know, I am very fascinated by other spiritualities, and so to see barefooting, which is a key thing for me that helps me feel more connected to energy and it feels more aligned on a spiritual level, but also feeling more aligned on a physical and mental level, it's really interesting to just hear and see people talk or read about different beliefs within those and why barefooting is important.
And that's the biggest key to any of this, is open, honest conversations, even with barefooting, is you know, if someone's genuinely interested, I will have an open, honest communication with them and conversation with them, you know, but if it's someone who's coming at me in a negative way just because they think they should or they think they can, that's when I'm just like, that's when it's the simple, there are no laws or health codes.
I
don't owe you an explanation otherwise. That's where that comes in. But, like, if it's somebody that, like, genuinely has real questions about it and real concerns, you know, about either mine or their safety, like, I'll discuss it with you. Like,
yeah.
I have no problem. We all know I have no problem talking. So it just depends on what type of conversation they may be looking for, you know. So
exactly. You know, and if
it gets pervy, that's when I'm like, bounce, I'm out. Like, no. But, like, again, as we've said, family friendly, information, encouragement, empowerment. Now, even if you are anti-barefooting or on the fence about it, and you have legit questions because you want to know, I mean, I'm here for it. So, like, it's not going to, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm making sense. But.
No, I get what you mean. And, like, because I'm open to, like, interesting, educating, or just sharing information and sharing experiences and beliefs kind of conversations. Like, I am all for that. I love being able to talk and meet people that have different perspectives, because I think there's so much you can still learn from other people. Even if you don't fully believe or agree with their beliefs, there's still a new perspective that you can learn from, and you can see something in a different way. So it's like, I'm all for those conversations, but if somebody is attacking you and coming at you in a closed-minded, I'm just trying to hate on you way, shut that down. Set a boundary. Set a boundary.
Yeah.
You do not owe anybody an explanation to why you're even barefooting.
Yeah. And you don't put up with it.
Yeah.
You
shouldn't. You don't deserve
you don't
that.
Just because they might seem more aggressive, you don't, even if they're a passive person, but the more aggressive person doesn't necessarily deserve your time.
Yeah. And if you're a passive aggressive person and don't like conflict, it can be as simple as, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting, therefore I'm not doing anything wrong. I do not owe you an explanation. Have a nice day.
Exactly.
And then walk away. And if they continue to harass you, get somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that is on them. And if that store wants to cause an issue with you,
well, stand your ground as best you can. Confidence is key.
Exactly. And you're not doing anything wrong. So, I mean, you're in the right. Come on, guys.
I'm just realizing the time, too, though. It is 2:20. We're going to do a quick ad break. And we'll be back for further discussion in just a few minutes.
Y'all.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com. Marti.com.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric. Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hello, guys. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am your host, Phoenix, with my host, Audrey, or my co-host, Audrey. Barefoot is Legal is dedicated to the rights and legalities of the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowering, encouraging, and sharing tips and tricks regarding the barefoot lifestyle. So we're talking a little bit more about how, you know, earlier about how there's so many different reasons for barefooting. And we're talking a little bit about how there's so many different spiritual reasons. But it's also really important to keep in mind that people barefoot not just for spiritual reasons, but medical reasons, both mental and physical, as well as cultural reasons. And it's really important to remember that these are protected rights. So you do not owe anybody an explanation, first of all. You do not owe anybody, you know, wearing shoes at all in general in public spaces, because there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. But it is illegal for a store employee to not just, you know, tell you can't be there for barefooting, but to ask about, you know, your spiritual reasons or medical reasons or cultural reasons for barefooting. And so we were kind of talking about, you know, if somebody confronts you in a store, you know, just tell them there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. Therefore, I'm not doing anything wrong, and there is not a store policy against it, because there can't be a store policy against it. It's against the law to have a store policy against barefooting. You know, I do not owe you an explanation to why I barefoot, or you can say, you know, I don't owe you an explanation to, you know, my medical, spiritual, or cultural reasons for barefooting. You know, it's that simple. You're in the right, and they're in the wrong.
Even if there's something we share publicly on here, that doesn't mean we owe it to some rando coming up to us in a store.
Yeah, and it is illegal for store employees or store owners to ask those kinds of questions. You know, it's discrimination. And excuse me, guys. So it's really important to keep that in mind, that, you know, you're not doing anything wrong, but you also don't owe anybody an explanation. You know, I prefer, you know, to just say, you know, I don't have to explain my medical reasons for barefooting to you, because it shows that there's another protected right, you know, behind why I barefoot. They do try to ask. You just tell them, that's illegal for you to ask. Do you want a lawsuit? I mean, or you don't even have to bring up the lawsuit. You can just say that's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, too, it's like I told the person to go to the Target the one day. He asked if I could move my skirt so I could he could see my feet, because he wasn't sure. And I said, are you asking me to lift my skirt, sir? He panicked and walked away real fast on that one. I thought it was hilarious. My husband thought I'd been ridiculous, and I told him when I got home. But I was like, hey, you left me alone.
Exactly.
Dang, I'm back. Once you realize, I'm like, that's legitimately what he was. Obviously, he's not asking me to lift it that far. But then I'm like, are you asking me to lift my skirt, sir?
Yeah, and sometimes, too, when you say things like that, it just, like, it just kind of puts things into perspective in a way, like...
Actually, is what they're even asking.
Yeah, which is like, oh, shoot, you guys shouldn't ask this.
And I'm particularly, I'm blatant, I'm obvious, like, my skirts aren't generally very long. That day just happened to be, but typically, I'm like, they're to my knees, maybe. So it's like, you can see my feet, no problem. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not going to hide who I am. Why? Jeez. I can't even, here's the thing, with my ADHD brain, sometimes I mix up, like, the truth or, like, forget stuff. Brain man aside, and he's rotting, ew. Sorry, again, back to case in point, wow.
ADHD Ryan.
Sorry, there's a praying mantis that's been on my porch, and I just noticed it, like, whoa! Did it just turn to look at me? You know, it's, like, running?
No, I swear it moved earlier. I saw it.
Oh, it thing's freaking me out now. Normally they don't. It's, oh, it's moving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, back to the show. Sorry.
But you're saying, like, you couldn't even remember a lie if you tried to. Is that where you're going?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. But in general, I just rather be straightforward. It's like, I shouldn't have to justify who I am and my existence to people. Because I don't have to, you know? I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not doing anything wrong. You don't deserve, or I don't even owe you an explanation, you know? Like we were saying earlier, you know, I'm responsible for the consequences of my actions, but I'm not responsible for your opinion of me, you know? And it's just, I don't know, it blows my mind, though, how many people think that they have the right to comment on things people are doing or they're wearing or their bodies or their style or whatever. It's like, it's none of your business. It really doesn't affect you. So why talk about it? Why comment on it? Why? Because at that point you're just doing it to be a jerk, you know?
Exactly.
And it's not affecting anybody. It's not hurting anybody. Why else would you be doing that? You know, you're just to be a jerk. And, you know, we don't owe jerks nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know,
especially at least of all hateful people.
Yeah. You know, so just stand your ground.
Boom.
And don't let people bully you. Don't let people manipulate you. Don't let people shame you, you know, because that's what they're doing. And, you know, we shouldn't have to conform to other people's opinions and ideas of how we should live, you know.
Exactly.
As long as we're not hurting ourselves or anybody else, it doesn't matter. And to me too, what I also kind of look at that as is, like, because, you know, you talk about your ADHD, and, you know, a lot of people who barefoot within the community, it's for neurodivergent reasons, you know.
Exactly.
And to me, it's like, it ends up just being not just about, like, safety. Because most of the time, when people come at you about it, it's not about safety. Because people do not get aggressive over safety like that. Anybody that has ever brought up, like, concern for my safety and my wellness has been like, oh, well, you know, you could step on glass or blah, blah, blah. And it's always been people that just don't know me that well and don't know I barefoot. And usually when they bring it up, like, they don't argue with you. They're just like, well, you know, and they may give reasons, but they're not, like, arguing. And you can always tell when somebody means it genuinely in terms of safety and when they don't, because their attitude is going to be completely different. So don't let somebody bully you and then try to act like it's about safety, because nobody is going to scream at you, get up in your face and bully you, or be hateful in general and be like, oh, it was for your safety. So if anybody ever does that, oh, do not let them try to gaslight you. No. Mm-mm. Nope. No.
Yeah. No. Knowing your rights and being confident. Sorry, guys, there's a praying mantis. It's like a zombie bug, and it's freaking me out. I'll share pictures on Instagram later, and you'll see what I'll share with you why I'm freaking out. But thank you for helping take over. I don't know why it's freaking me out.
You're okay.
Still freaking out. I'll carry spiders barehanded outside. Like, I don't care. Like, this thing is...
No,
like,
you're
how
far
good. Moving around, dude.
You're good. No, I get you. Like, you can always tell when people are genuine, and then I, you know, and so when people do bring it up and are being genuine about my safety, like, I just explain a little bit of why, you know, it is better for me, and I'm like, well, you know, I do this all the time, so it's like, what might seem sharp and pointy and safe to you isn't to me. Mm-hmm. And like I was talking about last week when I did the show by myself, like, what is safe can change.
And like, I'm not going to go run with scissors, but that doesn't mean I'm going to tell the freaking sword juggler to stop doing what he's trained his whole life to do. I'm not going to, you know, go and stick my mouth in my campfire, but I'm not going to tell a flame swallower what to stop what they've been doing their whole life training to do.
Yeah.
It's a relative thing. Like, I'm not going to tell somebody who's got the softest most sensitive feet in the world, or may have some sort of neuropathy or foot condition to go and barefoot 95% of their day just because I do. And I would not, and I don't appreciate it when they come at me and tell me I should wear shoes because they have to. That's what it is. They want you because they think they have to, that you have to.
And I think some of those people, too, I think really they may just also be bitter about the fact that they can't wear shoes. And now they're projecting that on other people.
You mean that they have to wear shoes?
Or shoot. They're probably bitter about that they can't go barefoot. Sorry.
No, you're good. I was like, wait, what are we talking about?
No, you're good. I think it's just a jealousy thing where they're just jealous that they can't go barefoot, and so now they're projecting that onto you.
Right.
And I have met people that, you know, they barefoot when they were younger, and now they can't, and they do kind of seem a little bit bitter when it comes up. But that just shows that they want to, but they have a genuine reason why they can't. And that's valid too, though. If you have a genuine reason why you can't, like, you shouldn't feel ashamed. You shouldn't feel like you have to, you know.
Or even for your children. I got to say, I get tired of people too, like, saying stuff to me when my kids are barefoot along with me. Because I give them the choice. And like I've said before, like when we went out to Las Vegas, I didn't know what it was going to be like out in the middle of the night down in Vegas when we wanted to just walk a strip and see the lights. So I did have them put shoes on but like typically it's like when they ask, I'm like, well, do you want to? When they ask, do I have to put shoes on? Do you want to? Like, unfortunately for school, they have to. We've not been able to work around that. And I understand the why to that also. I do from their perspective. Being a teacher, I don't like it. And like when my kids, they pop their shoes off in my classroom, I'm like, they go on the counter. Like, whatever. But like, quit judging parents for letting their children barefoot as well.
Exactly.
Like, every parent is still looking out for the best of their child. I'm looking out for the best for my child. I want the best for my child. And I mean, what kind of person would I be if I would tell my child, you know, barefooting is best, put your shoes on.
Yeah.
Like, think about that, folks. So no parent is going to let their child, especially their young child, endanger their well-being. No good parent. No caring, loving parent. And obviously, if it's something that they do themselves, if they feel safe and comfortable with and their children have already been doing, I'm sorry, just because my feet are tougher than your kids' feet doesn't mean I'm doing anything wrong with that either. Okay? So move on from your judgment.
And if anything, I think that, like, this isn't to get controversy or to, like, hate on parents either, but, like, sometimes I'm like, when you take your kids' body autonomy into consideration, I do think that makes you a better parent.
Oh.
Honestly, because, yes, you're going to keep their safety.
They're not pets.
Yeah.
Shit, most of you let your freaking dog have more freedoms than your children.
Yeah, and yes, you know, children do need, you know, boundaries, rules, and structure. Yes, of course. And there are times, like, well, and because I, you know, do, like, private health, child care. So the youngest, especially, of the kids I watch, she's about 5. She was 3 when I first started watching them. You know, she loves going without her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when it is, the pavement could be too hot for her, especially asphalt, parking lots.
But like, was it too hot for, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them. Yes, that applies to your children as well as your pets. That's why we were doing the Walk Your Pet Barefoot Challenge. Like, you know, go take your walk. That way you know if it is too hot for you, then it's too hot for your pet. How else do you know?
Yeah.
Like I talked about the turf at my work. It was super freaking hot. That's why my babies were all fussy, but no one else was willing to take their shoes up to feel it. Your hands don't feel things as strongly as your feet. Typically.
Yeah.
So, because they're used to touching stuff. If you're, especially if you're a sharer, even if you're a barefooter, like your feet still feel things more strongly than mine do anyway.
But I think it's common for most people.
Right. So it's like there's more nerve endings in your feet, and it's a developed safety mechanism. Like that's your first contact with anything typically is your feet. So even though they have more contact, it's weird to explain. They have more contact, but yet they're more developed and in tune to what dangers may potentially be around them.
Yeah. But there are times, too, where it's not too hot for me, but it is too hot for the kids.
Aww.
And so, obviously, like, I'm going to tell them you need to bring your – and I always tell them when we go to the park, you need to bring your shoes. Even if you don't wear them, you need to bring them because the pavement will probably be too hot. So I'll have them put them on. Even if they don't put them on when we're leaving the house, I'll put them on in the car before we get on the park if I know it's too hot for them because I can't carry them across it. And especially when there's three, that's too much in general for most people to go back and forth. So you can take them off when you're done, you know, and you get to the grass. Yeah, when you get into the grass, you can take them off. And they don't, and especially Ruby, the youngest, she doesn't mind with the mulch either, but the kids don't mind walking on the mulch either, you know. But there are times where, yeah, it might be too hot for them, but it's not too hot for me. But I can still feel in my feet that, oh, this is probably too hot for them.
Yeah.
You know? And so, in general, it's like, yes, you want to take their safety in consideration. There are times where kids do need their shoes because it's a safety reason. You know, shoes are tools for safety, as, you know, we've talked about in the past on this show. So there are, you know, safety reasons for it. And, you know, unfortunately, they may not want to put their shoes on, but they have to for their own safety. But when you are willing to listen and make accommodations and realize that it's not always the safest thing because they feel more comfortable, they feel, you know, better without shoes, you know, because we also think of safety in terms of, you know, emotional safety and mental safety. Safety isn't just physical. And so it's like, when we're taking that into consideration, it's so important. And it's so validating to children. And it helps them, you know, I think definitely have a stronger identity and feel more confident in themselves.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. And so it's just like, you know, but I'm not going to hate on parents necessarily either that are really gung-ho about their kids wearing shoes because I understand they're coming from a place of caring about their safety.
No, exactly. I'm not, that's, and that was not what I was trying to say. Just
to make
their kids wear shoes. Like, that's not it. Like, there's no, I don't know, there are, I think the parent is hard.
And I can see where that is kind of a gray area, but in general, I do think that anybody taking care of children should listen more to a child's needs and, you know, listen to what they're telling you about their body. Listen to what they're telling you about what is comfortable to them. And, you know, or even like a kid might be throwing a fit because they don't want to wear a shirt and it could just be because the tag on the back of their shirt was bothering them.
Might have been a shirt they even picked out because they love the design, they love whatever, but like you said, the tag. Or even sometimes the stitching where it lays, it just, it bothers them.
Or the material may bother them.
Don't get mad. I mean, it's difficult. Don't get upset, so upset that you put all that money into it, you know, just be like, okay, well, we know not to buy shirts like this anymore, regardless. And then next time if it comes up, if they want it and it's the same kind of shirt, you say, well, remember the Batman shirt, you know, that we bought it and you didn't like it. Well, this is just like that shirt. You might like the picture, but you're not going to like how it feels. Just use it as a teaching moment. Same thing.
Yeah. And I think it's important to come at kids, too, with explaining and logic rather than just, and, you know, like, and most barefooters loved barefooting as a kid, but they were, you know, pushed into conforming so much that now as an adult, they're too scared to make that choice or they don't realize that they have the right.
Yeah.
And so you have to think, too, of how you're forcing them to conform so much that they're not themselves or they're teaching or you're teaching them that they shouldn't be themselves. And so it's important to kind of have those conversations and also make them understand the reason why you're doing it is because you're worried about their safety
too.
Take the time to explain that. I mean, again, that can do with anything. You're going to get
just
so much further with kids. Yeah.
The whole, just cause I said so thing, it doesn't, it makes it easy. It's just,
I think the issue is
that is a cheap way out. It's an easy way out. Like, just because I said so. Because I said so.
And there are some things
like,
that
sometimes
may be
I
that.
Fall to them, like, because I said so.
Yeah.
You're too tired or you're too frustrated or you're too in a hurry to explain. But try to go back later and explain things, you know. I know we got off topic from barefooting, but this applies to the barefooting.
No, it does. That's
well,
why I don't think it's off topic.
You know,
yeah.
So you're here to teach your children, not just, like, mold them into tiny ewes.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the time, too, and I mean, I'm even speaking on this, you know, I feel like from experience as a kid that enjoyed barefooting, but then later I didn't realize until 2020 that there are no laws or health codes against it. And so it's like, and it does apply to anything with, you know, parenting children or taking care of children.
You know, when you say just because I said so to them, in their minds, you're doing that because you're controlling them, not because you care about their safety. So I think with barefooting with children, it's really important to kind of talk about that and understand why they want to do it too. Just
yeah.
as, you know, it's important for us to understand and respect just adults.
If you have a neurodivergent child, there are legit reasons for it. I have one of my friends, their child hates shoes, and so they were asking questions about for advice on anybody know what kind of shoes to buy for, you know, my child that has autism and whatnot. And I said, or, you know, I mean, I guess there's some places that you don't have a choice, but they're more places that are safe for them to barefoot, that you're comfortable with them barefooting, and take them there sometimes at least to give them that freedom and opportunity, you know, that way they know. But, like, they thought I was, like, attacking them. Like, well, I don't have a choice for this, that, and the other. I'm like, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean, like, don't take them to school, take them to the park instead. Like, that's not where I was going. I was going for the, you know, talks about, you know, there's places where there's a time and a place. But here, we can go here and you can do a barefoot. But when you go here, we do have to wear shoes.
Yeah.
That
working with them, compromising, respecting how they feel.
Autism doesn't mean stupid.
Yeah.
It means think differently. Even if they're nonverbal, just think differently. There are,
yeah.
And just because they're nonverbal doesn't mean they don't understand
your words.
It just means they can't
produce those words. And when I was getting my associate's degree, when we talked about autism spectrum disorder, you know, even individuals who are nonverbal, when they have found effective ways of being able to communicate without talking, oh my gosh, their intelligence was, you know, so many people were so surprised by their intelligence, and it's sad, actually.
I'm like, just because you can't speak doesn't mean you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Straight up. But just because you want to take off your shoes doesn't mean you're a weird person either.
And like when we had the Barefoot Autism Challenge that Tyler had during April, because it's Autism Awareness Month, you know, barefooting is a very key part of his life, especially, you know, with autism. And that's a big reason why he does it. So, a lot of people who have autism barefoot for sensory reasons,
you know,
and have so many other reasons, you know, not even maybe just sensory, but even emotional regulation it can help with. And there's so many different aspects of just being neurodivergent in general that barefooting helps with. And so I think it's important to kind of take that into consideration and to listen and understand and compromise with children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and give them a safe place to barefoot, you know. So it's like, it's important for parents to kind of sit down and talk to kids and explain to them mm-hmm. it's because of their safety, but don't do it in a way that they become completely scared of it, or they, you know, start, or they conform because they feel like that's what they have to do, or they're, you know, just do it in a way so you understand that you're doing this for their safety while still respecting their bodies and their minds and their feelings. And
try barefooting with your kids when they go places where they want. Like, if you take them to the park and you're okay with them barefooting, try it yourself. Do it yourself. You know what I mean? So that way you can show them it is okay. You know, it is, this is the safe place. This is where you can do that. There are more places than just your house where it's okay to do this, you know. And
I think it's really important, too, for people to understand that. People don't barefoot just to be rebels or whatever.
Right.
And technically, if there are no laws or health codes against it,
how
am I being
a rebel?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, like, act like I'm for full-on anarchy or something. I'm not breaking any laws.
Right. Like, I'm actually a law-abiding citizen, thank you very much.
Yeah, if anything... Anybody trying to tell me I can't be somewhere barefoot in public, you're not law-abiding. I'm sorry, Dave, but you're not law-abiding. You're breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Sorry,
but, you know, it's like, if anything, you're the one breaking the law. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's just important for people to remember that, you know, people barefoot for their mental health. People barefoot for their physical health. People
mm-hmm.
barefoot for spiritual or religious reasons. People barefoot for cultural reasons, you know.
People barefoot because shoes feel like death on their feet.
Yeah.
They don't like them.
Yeah.
And people don't know why they prefer to go barefoot. Some people don't even know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
And none of them are owed to you.
Yeah.
You know, just because you want to force some such nonsense. I don't know. I know what I'm trying to say, but words aren't working with me.
No, you're okay. No, I get what you mean, though. It's just like, just because this is how you think things should be isn't true, you know?
Right.
And the thing is, you know, like, I'm a firm believer of multiple realities exist, you know, and I know a lot of people are. So it's like, you know, for some people, you know, wearing shoes is the best way, while for some people, barefooting is the best way. Some people, both is the best way, you know, and in certain situational. So it's like, there is no...
It's about respect, respecting people's right to choose and what their choice happens to be.
Yeah. Because like we
not
said...
not just the right to choose, again, what their outcome, what their choice is.
Yeah. And, you know, like we were saying earlier, I am responsible for the consequences of my actions, but I am not responsible for your opinion of me.
Exactly.
You know? And that's just something really important to keep in mind. You know, if people do want to be negative or have something to say, you're not hurting anybody.
Right. And no insurance company is going to deny a business insurance because they allow barefoot customers. That's not actually a thing. That's not like an uninsurable type of situation. Like they'll still, it's not. So it's not like an insurance thing. It's not a liability thing because there's assumed personal liability. Anytime you leave your house, but if it's a neglectful thing on part of the business, yeah, they're responsible for that. But if it's just because of how you happen to be dressed or whatever, and that's what caused it, whether it's shoes, no shoes, you know, shorts, pants, whatever, it's on the person, not the business. So it just, me going out barefoot, that anything that if I were to get hurt, plus, by the way, I get hurt more when I'm wearing the shoes at work than I do anywhere else.
Yeah.
That. But if I get hurt because of me being barefoot, that's still on me. That's my fault, my responsibility, my, you know, my liability. So even if I, you know.
No, I totally get what you mean. And that's why I mean, well, wet floor signs are a thing, you know, and that because that shows that, okay, people were warned. But,
exactly.
You know, if there is a...
Or if they made a reasonable attempt to clean it up, a glass breaking, and they missed a piece. That's still, they tried to clean it up. It's still on you that you happened to find it.
Yeah.
It'd still be my fault if I cut my foot on it. It wouldn't be their fault for it being there if they had tried to clean up and got most of the rest of it, and there's just that one stray piece.
Yeah.
Still. But, like, if they knew it and they left it and said, whatever, we'll get it later, or, you know, blah, 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 then that's on them. Situational. Typically... businesses try to clean it up as soon as they know because they don't want people to get hurt and then get in trouble.
Yeah. Like if I slip on water and there's a wet floor sign there and I'm barefoot, personal liability, there was a sign there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I slip on water and there's no sign there, whether or not I have shoes on doesn't matter. That is on the company because there was water there or they mopped and they didn't put a sign.
Exactly. I'm most likely to actually fall if I'm barefoot because, again, we've talked
about.
Or
when you're wearing shoes.
Yeah, whatever.
Wait.
I'm less likely to fall when I'm barefoot because my feet, like, move the way they're supposed to and they can grip and spread and do probably as weird as stuff as what my body looks like it's doing. You know, to keep itself from falling, it balances better, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and, you know, I totally agree. Like, I have more grip. I have more resistance, you know, and both me and Audrey are considered fall risks because of our health issues. And, like, you know, as somebody that walks with a cane most of the time when I'm in public, it's those floors are so slick that even my cane will start slipping. And if I'm wearing shoes, I have no hope of being able to catch myself, really.
Right.
But if I'm barefoot, then I have a firmer grip on the ground. I have more resistance.
You keep yourself upright.
Yeah. And so I'm able to walk better and not have to worry about sliding the way I would with shoes.
You're not restricted in your movement.
Yeah. And I realized that in the winter, I think it was or like in March, because that was when we had days where I could barefoot.
Yeah.
And then I could go, and then sometimes I had to go with shoes. And going to the bank and then experiences different with shoes versus no shoes were very different, and that's what made me realize, not wearing shoes, not only just am I moving better, does my body feel better, but I'm less likely to fall also. So, you know, barefooting is definitely, you know, a very important aspect of my life for spiritual reasons, but also medical reasons and for my mental health and emotional regulation. And so, you know, it's just really important to remember that, you know, there are so many different reasons.
Stacy.
is increased when I'm barefoot. I feel it sounds contrary to those who wear all bat shoes, but I feel safer when I'm barefoot because I know I can I don't say control because I have no control over anything in life, but I can
get more control over your body. Though,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly. So it's just. I mean,
and you feel like you're more aware of what's going on in the situation.
No, absolutely, yeah.
And that awareness is definitely makes people feel safer than when they don't have that awareness and they're constantly, mm-hmm. when you're also constantly, like, can't ignore the fact you're wearing shoes and they're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's just like this constant mad.
And then I freak out. I'm like, I don't know what people are saying to me. I'm like, I can't stop thinking about it. Like how my feet are.
Yeah. And when you're feeling distressed because you're wearing shoes, you're going to feel unsafe.
Exactly.
And so it's really important for people to mind that safety is important, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritually, you know, some people may feel safer without shoes. They may feel more in touch with the ground. I had a friend, actually, we were in the store, and it was the winterish part of March. So it was too cold for me. And so with my nerve issues, I was wearing shoes, but she wasn't wearing shoes. She didn't have any problems. She'd go just about all year long without shoes. But when we were in the self-checkout, when the workers was asking, you know, where her shoes were, and she was like, oh, I don't wear them. You know, I just feel more connected to Gaia, and because that's her spiritual belief, when I'm not wearing shoes. And the lady was like, okay, and then left her alone. But, like, I could tell she probably wanted to say more, but when she realized it was a spiritual thing, she knew she couldn't say anything.
Back off.
Because, you know, spiritual, medical, cultural reasons, those are all protected rights. And if somebody wants to ask about those, you can remind them that that is illegal.
Like, well, you can ask me a genuine question outside of your work hours, but I'm pretty sure you'd get in trouble with your boss if they knew you were asking me right now.
And the thing, too, is, you know, and it's one thing if somebody's asking because it's like, well, you're having a conversation, you're talking about spirituality stuff, and then if they're trying to understand your spiritual beliefs to know whether or not you should be allowed in here, that's discrimination.
Yep. But, and we're coming up at the end of it, so we need to do our close out.
Yeah, and so I hope you guys enjoyed our ramblings for today, you know. Mm-hmm. But remember, there are no laws.
It's a rainy day. I might go dance in the rain.
It is rainy. I kind of want to get out and feel the water, maybe go hiking. I don't know yet. My day is pretty open, so might make use of it. But remember, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. It is illegal for any public place to have if they are a private institution of some kind, which means that you're going to pay a membership fee, or they're just not open to the public. But if it is open to the public, it is illegal to have a store policy against barefooting. It is illegal for them to ask you to leave. You are not breaking any laws or health codes. So listen to your body and stand up for yourself because you're not doing anything wrong barefooting.
Yeah, and you can find us for more information at barefootislegal.org. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Quick Google search will give you answers you may be seeking.
Yeah.
And, just remember, again, be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk. My computer's being a jerk.
But, yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal and TikTok at Barefoot is Legal 2, the number 2. So, yeah, you can check us out on those. And you can find some other really great resources at barefootislegal.org. So you guys have a great one and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
Be back at it next week.